This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello there, it's Eli, creator and co-producer of Alba Salix Royal Physician. As I'm speaking to you, we have just wrapped up recording of a new miniseries set in the Alba world. That is The Axe Crown, which we've been dropping hints about everywhere, maybe you heard. It's about a troll who runs a tavern, and his niece who's a bit shady, and his landlord who's kind of a doof. There's half a dozen 10-minute long episodes or so, and believe me, the performances are hysterical and wonderful and lovely. We're so looking forward to putting this out for you. The Axe and Crown will be out very soon, and it will kick off a fundraising campaign for Alba Salix Season 2, so stay tuned to find out more about that. In the meantime, let's go back to a certain cafe in Majoria, where a certain ex-sorcerer general is up to no good at all. It's Crankle Abroad, Episode 2.
Banished! I'll show that pitiful excuse for a royal family who's banished! Take this, bumbling figurehead! Take this, backstabbing fraud! No! Waiter! Wait, excuse me. Hello? I can see. We're looking at each other. You there.
Can I help you, sir?
My ethereal connection just died. Again! What is wrong with this place?
Many apologies, sir. There is nothing we can do.
Nothing you can do. I have spent 4 hours in your cafe on this horribly uncomfortable little chair, ordering truly endless quantities of very poor tea, and now the connection's out.
I am afraid so.
60 more seconds, that's all I need. One tiny little minute and Faloria will be mine.
I am sorry, sir. We have many outages lately because of the fricking.
The freaking what?
Up in the mountains, they are mining magic energy from nature.
Blue lines, yes. Foolish practice.
Using, I think it is called frictional generation.
Ah, yes. Thus, fricking.
Precisely. But this means some days no magic here in town. Also, the snow catches on fire.
No magic? Anywhere in town?
Just so?
Useless place. I'm trying to bring a despicable kingdom to ruin here, and I cannot do so when my connection to the ethereal plane is broken.
This is a cafe, sir, not a magical laboratory.
Fine! I'll have another tea.
No, sir, no more tea.
What?
We are about to start seating for dinner, sir. There is a line of people waiting right over there.
I was here first!
Here is your bill. And I must ask that you wipe up that blood pentagram from around your chair.
It was like that when I got here.
I'm afraid we must charge you extra for the cleanup.
Well then, you leave me no choice. Orb, nix, oriste, I banish you to the fiery pits of hell itself!
Are you done, sir?
Yes.
As I say, it is the magical outage because of the fricking.
The fricking, yes.
That will be 46 florini.
Very well! There is 47 florini. It's all I have. I hope you're happy.
Thank you, sir. Have a nice day.
I will.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space, multiverse, stars. One stars. One star reviews. Join Negative Nancy and Chatbot aboard the Space Windu as they bring you the worst one star reviews from all across the universe.
I'm supposed to say that we promise to bring you the very best one star reviews from all across the multiverse. But you know what? I don't believe it. I don't believe that for one second.
I'm rating my driver Marcus one star. Not for his driving ability, but instead for his disloyalty and cowardice.
Lackluster moon vacations. A can of beans. Abandoned malls. Cat beds that don't come in human sizes. Dragon stuff. Come have a laugh back at the one-star reviewers. Listen to the one stars wherever you get your podcasts.